You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from Exodus chapter 34, verses 10 to 28. Here we see the second chance that God gives to the people of Israel by renewing his covenant. But it seems like it's not only just a repeat of what happened before the episode of the golden calf. Yes, there was a rewriting of the commandments on the new stone tablets, but it seems that God intends to have a better covenant and to reveal greater marvels that his people are yet to see. Here's verse 10. And he said, "Behold, I am making a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as have not been created in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you." Then in verse 11 to 17, God proceeded to remind the people of his promise that he will drive out their enemies in order for them to reach the promised land. However, with the reminder of the promise comes with warning against idolatry, especially that they don't end up having a covenant with the gods of their enemies. We can see here that even though God is forgiving, he does not take lightly the sin committed against him. It is still not okay to whore after other gods, and God is very much aware of the tendency of the Israelites to do just that. And since Israel shall not worship anyone but the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, you will see in verses 18 to 26 that they were taught how they ought to worship him. God reminded Moses of the important times and seasons that they should give to the Lord, along with the practices they have to observe. There's also an emphasis on being consecrated to the Lord, especially the firstborn. Now for us Christians, this promise was fulfilled in Jesus. What better covenant could be than that of the Son of God who took on the nature of man and that as a man fulfilled the law of God and offered himself as a sacrifice to God, as a sin offering for the whole humanity? And what could be more marvelous work than Jesus renewing the nature of man so that in his divine power we can obey the law from the heart? In John 1:17, the author aptly captures this point. "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And with Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead, he dealt with our ultimate enemy. We are no longer in bondage of sin and under slavery of the prince of this world. When Jesus encouraged his disciples not to be afraid, for he has overcome the world, he meant that we are now free, that with his power, we can now live in faithfulness to the covenant and in loyalty to God, holy and acceptable to the Lord. In Jesus, we are also able to worship God in spirit and truth. We now have the access to the Father through Jesus, and we can consecrate ourselves to him whenever, wherever. God indeed is a God of second chances. Not only that he offers forgiveness, he also makes grace and truth available for us that we may change. For application. First, recall the times that God gave you second chance, and thank God for that. Second, what area of your life that you want the Lord to deal with so that you can have greater freedom to be holy before the Lord? And third, how can you improve in your prayer life or your worship of God?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.